And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. So very pleased to have with us in the studio today, Michael Cohen, who is the president and CEO of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital. Michael, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and it's great to be here in person.
Yeah, we've had a number of conversations over the years, largely over Zoom, of course, but it is nice to see you in person. My old Zoom joke is, hey, you have legs. What do you know?
I do.
There you go. But how long have you been with the hospital now, sir?
So it's right about 2 years, and it's almost a year to the day that we reopened our emergency department following the closure at our Perth site. So it's great to actually be here talking to you on this occasion with the news that we've been able to successfully keep emergency services for both sites open for the last year, which is, in this climate, an achievement.
Yeah, absolutely, because we do hear of the other emergency departments that do face those challenges and they have to close. I'm not going to ask you to comment on those at all, but I will ask you to tell us how you've done it.
Well, it's been, so first of all, I can't thank the staff and physicians enough for their perseverance in this last year. I can't tell you, obviously, from a operational perspective, it's very challenging when you have disruption of services, but for people's emotional well-being, it's very difficult when you're in the business of caring for a community to have to face a closure. Many people saw it as a failure, in some cases a personal failure. So it's been a real delight to be able to have consistency of services. In terms of how we do it, it's not, as I like to say, rocket surgery. We've had to deploy some agency staff, which means that we're bringing in people from Toronto, Milton, the GTA, and other locations, and housing them here and orient them to work in our facility. But we've also been working very hard to recruit and to retain our staff. And I always knock on wood when I say that. We've been successful in keeping emergency services open for our community, and we're very proud of that.
And especially, it's not like you weigh the different times of the year, but when you're looking at summer, we have the influx of population here. So keeping both of those emergency departments in Perth and Smiths Falls, very important that they stay open.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it is busy season, particularly in the Perth area. But also, we also want to do our best to try and give our staff the chance to take vacation themselves, because as I'm sure both you and I know, without recharging your batteries, it becomes difficult to face work every day without a break. And so we've really done our best to try and grant as much vacation as possible. And the reality, too, is that, you know, things have changed. Like after the pandemic and emergency services, we do find patients are sicker. So the mix of illnesses that are coming in, people may find as well that perhaps it takes a little bit longer to be seen. Provincially, we have a great track record. You know, you go to the city, you'll wait 5 to 8 hours to get through or emerge. You can get through ours in 3, which is great, but it used to be under 3. So, you know, we always say, you know, it's if you wait, then it's because we're taking someone that's more sick than you are. And please remember to be kind. Our staff do, and physicians do everything they can to provide exemplary care as fast as possible. So, you know, if you do come to our emergency department, bring some reading material, bring a device, bring a bottle of water. And if you're waiting, please know that we're doing our very best to get to you and be patient.
Bring a charger too, I will add that.
That's a very good suggestion.
Yeah, absolutely. So when maybe you can talk to us a little bit more about the recruitment overall, like for permanent employees at the hospital, at both sites. How's that been going? And, you know, because we hear about this shortage, particularly with nursing, clear across the province, across the country. Right? So it must be incredibly difficult.
It is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It is a full-blown health human resource crisis. Nursing, allied health professionals, physicians, family doctors, it's a system problem, and it unfortunately affects our community like so many others. So the best way I can describe it is in combination with using agency nursing, we're doing our best to make this a destination place for people to want to work. Obviously, if you look outside the general area, it's a beautiful location, so we do promote that quite heavily, and we also make sure that we're doing as much as we can internally to prop up the culture to make it a positive, safe work environment for our staff. But in terms of recruiting, it's slow and it's steady. The thing that people have to remember as well is that there is a natural churn that exists in addition to this crisis. So people naturally retire. People naturally decide to go back to school or have babies or spend time with their family. And we can't stop that. So there are times where it feels like it's two steps forward, one step back. But if I would describe the last year, it's a slow and steady pace. And I'm happy to report, you know, even just this summer, I think by September, we will have onboarded four new full-time nursing personnel here in the Perth location, which is great. It's a big step forward, and it reduces our reliance on those agency staff, as I said.
Do you have a number that you'd like to hit as far as staff between the two hospitals, say, with nurses?
We want to have all our vacancies filled. I think in today's climate, it's not very realistic, because while we're probably using less agency in Emerge, we've actually increased our agency usage in places like our inpatient unit on both sites. So it's hard to pick a number because of that churn, but our goal is to, in the very near future, have 100% homegrown staff and reduce our reliance on agency as much as possible.
We'll talk about something a little bit more joyful in just one second, but sure. I do want to ask you, when it comes to these provincial announcements that we've had, particularly dealing with staffing, such as fast-tracking international staff and so on. What are your thoughts on that? Is that a valid method to fill some of these vacancies, in your opinion?
I think for us, many of those initiatives have been critical. So our extern program, for example, where we're bringing in nursing students that are not quite complete their education, but close, to be able to come and get paid over the summer, work, get experience, and start to socialize into the culture, into our community, our patients. It's been invaluable for things like recruitment and potentially retention down the line. We take advantage of all the initiatives and incentives that we can, and we do find them very helpful.
Excellent. Okay. Let's talk something that's been really positive. The community is really excited about this, the new MRI.
Yeah, I can't tell you how exciting it is. I know it sounds like, some people boil it down to say, well, it's just a big magnet. It's really a game changer for the scope and type of services that we offer. I mean, even as little as, I would say, 5 years ago, MRI would be in a big or a much larger urban environment, and there wasn't much thought to having MRIs in more rural communities. So it really is about bringing care closer to home, extending our reach as an institution, being able to serve more people, and raising the level of acuity and sophistication that we're capable of dealing. And that just means care closer to home for everybody. Rather than shipping you off to, let's say, Kingston or Ottawa, you can stay right here, get the services that you need, and that's where we're going.
Yeah, and we have a large percentage of the population that wants to age in place in Perth, Smiths Falls, surrounding areas, as well served by the hospital, and giving that gift of time, not only for the person who needs to go and have the test, but maybe it's someone who needs to take them to that test. That person needs to take a day off of work to go to Ottawa or Kingston or wherever. I mean, this is, like you said, it's a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, you imagine being ill or in pain, waiting for a scan or a test, having someone drive you to Ottawa over 45 minutes, paying, you know, $15-16 for parking. You're killing a whole day. And, you know, as of October, that'll be a thing of the past, and you can get those services for MRI right here at home.
Yeah, as of October. I mean, I keep driving by the thing. I'm a fan of construction, right? So I like to watch these projects as they develop, and I haven't really quite seen, the walls going up in that yet. So and you still say it's going to be done by the fall?
100%. I mean, one of the things that is challenging from your perspective as the guy driving by is that this is mainly an internal renovation. So we've displaced and consolidated some of our programs. We've actually used the power that we have two sites to move some things around, some of them to Perth, but other staff and programs have been moved around inside the Smiths Falls campus to make room for this MRI. So there's some, if you go by there, for example, today, there's an external frame that you'll see where they're going to be, there's going to be some external construction stuff. And on the 23rd, you're going to see a crane, and if everything goes to plan, you'll see them hoisting the magnet into place, and it'll be received into the building on August 23rd.
Well, that's pretty exciting, and that'll be certainly an exciting day. There's no doubt about it. I know you also wanted to mention the foundation, because they have been working so hard.
It's been critical. I mean, I go so far to say it's a partnership with our foundation. The project cost is about $6.1 million, which includes the acquisition of the technology, the magnet, but also the construction and renovation. And so it's a big project, and that's where we need this community support. The government does not fund the cost of the project. So we expect the community to rally behind us and help us fundraise to pay for the $6.1 million. The province does provide us some money, but it's to hire staff and pay for the day-to-day operations, not for the acquisition or the purchase of the MRI. When you heard Minister Clark announce the MRI for our institution, it was really an announcement to allow us to purchase. Mm-hmm. And that's why the partnership with the foundation is so important. And more importantly, the support from our communities is absolutely critical. So it's a three-year campaign. We're about 25% of the way there. And we're really counting on everyone to rally behind us and help us get to that $6.1 million over the next 2.5 years.
Indeed. And one way that that can happen, of course, is through the Lake 88 Radiothon for local healthcare. And that's coming up in October, and we're looking forward to helping with that.
And we are delighted to receive that support, Bob.
And you know, I know we can't get into this one too deep because we're at the early stages, but it's a serious look now, a real possibility of rebuilding the Perth side of the hospital.
Yeah, so I mean, as much as we all love the GWM and the history that it represents, the reality is we completed an engineering study last summer, and it confirmed what we thought we knew, which was that there's not a lot that you can do to continue to expand services on that side just due to the age of the facility. So we've actually just finished our first phase of a multiple phase, likely taken 7 to 9 years to complete, but we've completed the first stage to actually propose to rebuild Perth Hospital. So we're actually waiting on the government to come back with a little bit of funding so we can hire people and complete the work needed to design our new Perth Hospital. And that involves consulting with the community, with our staff and physicians about what it needs to look like, what services need to be there, and all kinds of stuff to come.
Yeah, well, that's the technical term, of course, stuff to come. Have you ever been involved with this type of a project in your career?
So this is called a greenfield. This is a brand new site. Extensive construction experience at multiple hospitals in the past, so I'm very familiar with the process, but this would be the first time that we're doing a total rebuild of a facility. And I should tell the community, from the management team to our board, we're committed to a two-site model. So I know there's probably some that are wondering about that we will continue to provide services in Smith Falls and Perth.
And that includes emergency services.
That's right. Emergency services need to be provided. We do need to look at opportunities to do some rationalization of services between the two hospitals. But that's from a patient-centered perspective.
Yeah.
We have an opportunity with the new build to be able to do things that we didn't think that we could do in the past that we can do. And we'll take those advantages as they come.
Yeah. And also the partnerships that you have with the other hospitals too, like in Kempville and Carleton Place and Elmont. If you look at the region now, we're getting to be pretty well covered. You don't need to go too far to find certain services.
That's the goal. Care closer to home.
There we go. Excellent. Well, is there anything that we left out, sir, that you wanted to mention?
No. And if there is, maybe you can have me back some other time.
I'd absolutely love that. I was going to say, you've always been very generous with your time. Whenever we need a comment, you're always there. We really appreciate that. And I think it's very important that our listeners know that as well, that you don't back down from any questions. And we appreciate that. And we look forward to our next talk.
As do I. Thanks, Bob.
Our guest today on In Focus, Michael Cohen, who is the president and CEO of the Perth and Smith Falls District Hospital. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.